owners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
How are you today, Ramona?
I'm good.
All right, here's the deal. On yesterday's show, I spent 4 hours breaking down the national championship game. Well, 3 hours and 40 minutes. We were off at, really, I spent the whole night. You know, by the way, tremendous crowd out at Twin Peaks last night. Very thankful for you people to come out because, quite honestly, you know, there weren't any games going on. And so, and we have a big time. I mean, big time. I mean, we had martial arts demonstrations and we had guitar demonstrations and we had people wearing Christmas lights around their necks because Big Bad Bob brought them in for some reason. Known only they were lit and blinking. You know, it was so we appreciate it. I appreciate everybody coming out. It's a fun time. So make sure you you put us on the schedule. In fact, we're there next week. Is that right?
That is correct.
That's right. So this is it. It's the final show, as Texter 207 points out, before the national championship game. And so I spent 4 hours breaking the game down yesterday. Today's your shot. Today's your shot to call the show and make your calls on the game. You know, don't tell me next Tuesday or Wednesday that you knew this was going to happen, or that you told your mama, or you told your cousin, or you told your brother. And no one cares about that. We don't have any way of confirming any of that. You call the show. See, that's our confirmation. So you call the show and you get in with your calls on the game and you tell me what's going to happen and why you think it's going to happen and that type of stuff. I've already told you what I think is going to happen. I gave you every breakdown I could think of on the game yesterday, and I'm not going to rehash every element of that today. I go into the game thinking the singular most important thing is for Clemson to affect Tua. And that is move him off his spot. Do not allow him to OUU. If you allow him to OUU, you will wind up like OU. You can't let him sit there and throw the ball. He is not healthy. You know, we talk about his ankle, but his knee's still not 100% either. They can claim it is, but it's not. And so he is not a healthy quarterback. It's evident. It's evident. If you just watch him move versus how he moved before, he is not healthy. What Bama hopes is that he's healthy enough to deliver them a title. Clemson can't allow for that. Clemson can't allow for him to be healthy enough to deliver Bama a title. Clemson has to affect him. They have to move him. You have to move him. He's not going to run on his own, but he is going to move if you force him to move. And that then, once he leaves the pocket, it's open season on him. So I think that that's the challenge in this game. That's what I expect to see happen. Oklahoma could not affect him. Therefore, they lost. But Oklahoma demonstrated a lot of the flaws in Alabama over the last three quarters of the game. I mean, look. One more time. In three quarters, Oklahoma scored 34 points on this defense. 34 points. They moved the ball at will. Put up like 500 yards of offense. Right? And that's without Marquise Brown. Now, Trevor Lawrence, no one is Kyler Murray. But Clemson has more depth and more talent at receiver than Oklahoma did. And I think that this is where, again, I've laid this out a million times since going back before the preseason, but the distinction between Alabama last year and Alabama this year, the primary distinction, other than the health of Tua, is that defensive secondary. That defensive secondary is not close to last year's, especially when it comes to physical maturity. And again, I think there are areas there that Clemson can exploit. I think Patrick Surtain is one of those areas. And I think there are other areas. I just don't. Oklahoma couldn't do it because, I mean, they did it to an extent with Rambo, but they didn't have, you know, their wide receiver order was short. Their wide receiver room was short of Marquise Brown. And so, you know, that changed that element. And again, I don't think Oklahoma allowed free releases to the receivers all game, especially the inside releases on the slants. And if you give two of the slants, you can't beat them. And Clemson's not going to do that. I mean, and Alabama's receivers, even though they're really gifted, they're all sophomores, and they only weigh 175, 180 pounds. I think they can be influenced. I think you have to disrupt the timing of that passing game, and I think that's going to be one of the keys. Well, People's Champ was just on hold. What happened to People's Champ? Champ, you get back in. You get back in. You have to make your call. So, look, I think that's one of the major elements of the game as we approach it. And obviously, I went through a ton of things yesterday that I thought would be key in the football game. I think we laid a lot of stuff out for you, a lot of hardcore stuff yesterday. But as I said, this day is more about you today. It's more about your calls and going on record with what you think is going to happen and why. I think you have two really even football teams that are, even across the roster, are pretty evenly constructed. I believe that if Tua Tagovailoa was 100% healthy, Alabama would be national champion, and I just think that just be the way it is. But I believe he is not. And I think that Clemson has all of the right ingredients to test his health. And I think that's what will happen, and ultimately I think it's what will make the difference in the game. I think that Oklahoma did not do that. I've already made my call. I have it 31-28 in favor of Clemson. I made it yesterday. I see no reason to change it. That's how I see it. I think it's going to be a very close, competitive football game. I certainly would not be shocked if Alabama wins the game. I mean, I think either team can win the game. I think it'll come down to a play or two. I don't think either team is going to move the ball with regularity up and down the field, although the most powerful back in the game is Jacobs. I mean, he's a freak. I mean, and he concerns me a little bit. Here's the other thing. If you can't run the ball from either side, can you protect your quarterback? And that's going to be a big key. I'm almost thinking the answer is probably going to be no. I don't think either team will run the ball at will. I think Alabama will run it more successfully than Clemson does. In terms of play-by-play basis, but Etienne could still hit Alabama for one or two big runs and probably will at some point. It may not be early. It may be late. We'll see. Late could win it. You know what? We don't normally do this. What'd you say?
You could try people's champ, but he's on Bluetooth and he wanted to wait.
Oh, it's good. Okay, you know, it's good. Then we'll get to them. We'll get to them at the start of the second segment. Matt, you hang on there as well. But yeah, look, it's your day to make your calls. As I said, I've made mine. I've broken it down every way I can. I'm interested in your thoughts today. We've talked to some extent about special teams. Special teams obviously could play a big role, but in my mind, it's almost impossible to separate these teams in terms of special teams. Other than Clemson may have a slight advantage in the field goal kicking game, but I don't trust any of the kicker punter types in this game at this point. And that's sort of an oddity, really. You know, when you have two teams, the talent level of these two teams with the depth of talent that these two teams have, it's almost astonishing that, you know, you have struggles in special teams, and yet I think to a large extent you do. But, you know, again, I talked about the individual matchups. I think it's going to be interesting to see whether Miller is available to Alabama. He's a key because he is one of perhaps their best pass rusher. This is not an Alabama team that has elite outside pass rushers if Miller is not part of the mix. You know, when we talk about defensive lines, we compare this defensive line to that defensive line. You got to remember, Alabama's defensive line in their base is a three-man front. And so, you know, these guys aren't charged with sacking the quarterback. They're charged with collapsing it and tying up blockers. But Alabama is aggressive. You know, it's not your normal odd front. It's more like a Wade Phillips front. But in that scheme, you're going to be relying on outside backers to rush the passer. And that's the area that that's the other area that this Alabama defense is not as good as prior versions. This Alabama team is, let me be absolutely clear about one thing. This Alabama team is not as good as the team Deshaun Watson beat. And in a way, I don't think Clemson's is good either because they don't have Deshaun Watson. And a more mature Deshaun Watson than Trevor Lawrence is in year one. But this Alabama team has issues of concern on that defense. Again, if Tua was healthy, then this is the best Alabama team of the modern era. But he's not. And so they're not. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. The question is, is Tua healthy enough against Clemson's defense to outscore Alabama's defense? And I'm not sure he is. In fact, I'm pretty sure he's not. I mean, you know, remember, Alabama had a lot of 20-point type games there late in the year. LSU, Mississippi State. I know they won some of those games comfortably, but LSU, Mississippi State, games where they were scoring in the 20s. Now, you know, maybe they didn't need more points in some of those games, and that may be true, but I just think more or less it was a byproduct of the fact that you have a quarterback right now in Tua Tagovailoa . Let me put it this way. In any sort of combat sport, you learn that 2/3 of the power of a punch comes from the rotation of a body. Starts off the balls of your feet. It's similar to stepping into a batter's box. If I put you in a batter's box and I tell you that I'm going to let you, you know, swing at 10 pitches, but you cannot use your legs. That you can only use your upper body, you're going to have trouble hitting the ball of the infield. See, I think Tua has some of those limitations right now. I think he's fine if you just let him stand there and throw it. But, I mean, he's not even being tested in terms of weight transfer and the strength of that ankle and the strength of that knee. He wasn't tested at all against Oklahoma. He was against Georgia. And again, he fell apart in that game. He fell apart in that game. Now, I realize, you know, that was a while ago, and he's had this magical mystery surgery since then. And I get all that, but in watching the way he moved and the way he played against Oklahoma, I am 100% convinced he is way less than healthy. Therefore, if you can hit him, if you can move him, if you can affect him, you can beat him and you can beat Alabama. And I think Clemson is the team most suited in America to do those things to him. That's my bottom line in it. I mean, I think there are a myriad of other factors, all of which I covered for 4 hours yesterday. This is going to be your chance. Also, I will break down all the NFL games. There are a million other stories in college football. We're covering all that today. But today is largely going to be a day for you to get in, make your calls, and tell me what you think and why. All right, here's how this works. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, it is People's Champ, Matt and Jersey Jack. That's what we're talking about. You get on in, make your calls. Waltip Tula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar, and I'll be right back.
Hey, Clemson basketball fans, your Clemson men's basketball team returns to Little John Coliseum on Saturday, January the 12th, as they host a highly ranked University of Virginia team at noon. You can purchase tickets to this game and other upcoming ACC matchups by visiting ClemsonTigers.com or by calling the ticket office at 1-800-CLEMSON. We'll see you in Little John Coliseum, loud and solid orange, for this key ACC matchup.
Get ready. It's time. Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show. January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Don't miss Macy's One-Day Sale with over 25,000 deals of the day in-store and online, like women's wool blend and down coats, 60% off, and boots and cold weather shoes, 50% off. You'll love designer pillows at just $6.99. Plus, take 20% plus an extra 15% off blenders, juicers, and food processors. And plan the vacay with 65% off luggage closeout Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusion supply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Hey, Tiger fans, whether you're headed to the Bay to see the game in person or catching the game at a watch party, the Tiger Sports Shop is here to ensure you're game day ready. We are the exclusive local Nike sideline apparel store that also features replica game day jerseys. We have women's clothing, a golf area for the guys, a children's section, as well as gift and tailgate section for those last-minute touches for the big party. Visit 1102 Tiger Boulevard or College Avenue downtown. The Tiger Sports Shop, everything Clemson for the Clemson fan.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, you're lucky to be so popular.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
They hung a sign up in our town. If you live it up, you won't live it down. So she left Monte Rio's son.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP, 105.5, the Roar. Texter 482 says, love the show. He asked a question, he wanted to know if Clemson would use the jumbo package. I said I wouldn't count on it. I also said I wouldn't. I mean, I know Clemson has fooled around with that today. I don't think national championships are for fooling around. I think sometimes it's for breaking tendencies, but I definitely do not want to put the ball in the hands of somebody who is not accustomed to carrying it in this game. I mean, unless it's a blowout one way or the other. But other than that, that's not something I would mess around with. With all due respect to, Christian Wilkins' versatility and everything else, I don't want him carrying the football in this game. I can tell you that.
Those are fun.
Yeah, again, fun happens against Wake Forest when you're up 30, not against Alabama in the national championship game. That's winning time.
Well, sometimes you got to make it fun for me, too. I mean, I have to hear it.
Somebody wrote me, where is it? Can't find it. But somebody wrote me and said that they had heard that that Jacobs hadn't practiced, and they weren't sure whether that was true or not. I am looking at, because that would be significant. I mean, really, really significant. Because I think he's the most powerful runner by far in the game. And just, I mean, he just runs violently. I am looking at AL.com, and this is what they are saying based on Thursday. They said Alabama practiced Thursday afternoon, working inside on a rainy day in Tuscaloosa. Yeah, that rain's another thing, Ramona. Remind me to mention that little deal later. And all the "we need the rain" people. He said, "I didn't see running back Josh Jacobs out there." Then he has a capital letters update, bold print at 7:34 that says Jacobs had an excused absence, according to a source. Outside, this is the other one of significance. Outside linebacker Christian Miller pulled hamstring, was again dressed and present for practice, but was standing off to the side during the outside linebacker drills I saw. That does not bode well for Alabama. All right. I have no idea. I mean, I don't have the foggiest idea what an excused absence would be for a star running back a couple days before the national championship game from practice. I don't have any concept, none.
Excused like he wanted to or get out?
No, like Alabama had given him the
go-ahead
to miss the practice. That doesn't sound very Saban-like right before a national championship game. I have no idea what to make of that. None. I don't know if there's some hidden injury there that they don't want people to be aware of. I am not sure. But whatever it is, it's less than ideal. Yeah, Texas says death in the family. That occurred to me. But you would think that they would make that known. And there seems to be, I don't want to say a veil of secrecy around this because I'm not sure I would go that far. But regardless, it's something to watch. I mean, Josh Jacobs is, I mean, honestly, against Oklahoma, if you want to say that Tua was their best player, then Jacobs was their second best player. And as I indicated, he is a round one talent. He just runs The word is violently. He runs violently. But then the part two of this is the Christian Miller situation, because I would say he's not playing. I mean, that's my read. I read that Corey Miller said that, you know, they're trying to get him healthy and they're doing everything that they can. And it sounds like he wants to give it a go. And, you know, and maybe he is going to give it a go. But for how long and at what level of health and does he re-enter it? I don't know. I'm not optimistic about that from an Alabama standpoint. And if they don't have Christian Miller, and if for any reason they don't have Josh Jacobs, those are potential game turners, each one of them. Miller, I believe, has 8.5 sacks and limited playing time because limited number of games, and he is their best outside rusher. This is not an Alabama team that has the Timmy Williams piece. Let me get to the phones. People's champ.
Doug Tua, how you doing?
Good, champ.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. By the way, who are you playing Monday night?
I don't know who I'm lining up to play on Madden. Somebody.
There you go.
Yeah, but
let me ask you a question. Just out of curiosity, is it fair to say you lost to the three best football teams you played this year, or three of the four best?
I guess it's fair to say that.
Yeah. You know, hey, look. In all seriousness, though, I think your time is finally coming. So what I'm going to encourage you to do, you know that nonsense you've been running for like the 15 years that I've known you about how Georgia's going to go unbeaten and win the national championship this year? I would keep doing it for a few more years, because I actually think you are about to bump into being right a couple times.
Well, see, that's why I'm calling. You know, I got people like Dutch Coleman tweeting me and telling me how wrong I'm always is, you know, and even say he'll bet $50 on Ramona against me. I told him, joking. Yeah, Dutch Coleman say he'll put $50 on Ramona against me any day, during a picking contest. But see, I told him I've been playing all the time. So
hey, now, I actually do good in those things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can beat anybody. I've been playing. But yeah. 2019, I'm going to be real, you know. So, all these Clemson fans been begging me to call in with my prediction, so
yeah,
they've been asking for it. I'm gonna give it to them.
All right, let's have it.
All right, let me get Clemson 54, Alabama 17, and remember, I'm never wrong. See you later.
Oh, that's terrible. Everybody out there just went, no!
That's funny.
That's worse than the Craig.
Yeah, that was actually hysterical. That is well played, Jim. That is too funny. It's that inverse theory working.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm never wrong, meaning I'm always wrong. Yeah. So here I'm picking
Clemson. We let you talk about how he's always wrong.
Yeah. I'm picking Clemson 54-17. And remember, I'm never wrong. Again, wink, wink, meaning I'm always wrong. That's too funny. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Matt.
He's always wrong when he talks about his team, so yeah. I'll just go with that one.
Yeah.
Real quick, a lot of water on the bridge since the last time we talked, but with this whole bowl games and the logical fallacy that people say, oh, they're a good team, they're just not up for it or motivated for it, how can you be a good team or a good coach if you can't do your job?
Yep. Well, I think that's fair.
I mean, I'm tired of hearing that excuse, especially when it's associated with supposedly elite programs.
Yep.
But real quick, a few questions about the national championship game. If Lawrence had played big Dexter Lawrence, do you think you would have picked Clemson more without reservations with this game? Or how much of a push will we be missing with him out?
Say it one more time.
I guess my question is, do you think with Lawrence being out of the game?
Yeah.
Are we missing a vital element of pushing that pocket? Because it's all about shifting his footwork and making him use that ankle.
Yeah, I addressed this yesterday. I was not concerned at all about the loss of Dexter Lawrence versus Notre Dame, but I am concerned with it here. And the reason I'm concerned with it is because Tua is 6'2", and right now he is limited to being primarily a pocket passer. And what Lawrence gives you is a guy who drives offensive linemen right back into the quarterback's face. And that is the thing that any quarterback hates the most. Quarterbacks can deal with outside pressure. One of the ways they're taught to do that is to step up or climb in the pocket. But, you know, if Dexter Lawrence is there, you can't do any of that. And if he's pushing that thing right back into Tua's face, and that's another way to force Tua to move. So in my mind, from that standpoint, it's a loss. And just from a standpoint as well of being stout against the physical nature of Alabama's run game, especially if Jacobs is there. And again, this is no slight on Albert Huggins. I think Albert Huggins is a really good football player. He's going to play in the National Football League. What this is talking about is a 340-pound man who is a unique, one-of-a-kind player. And yes, this is the stage, this particular game, for particular football reasons, why I think Lawrence is a big loss in this game.
With that pocket being moving around, if Venables does his job right, which he probably will, who is the safety valve that Alabama has gone to this year? Is it a tight end, or is it one of the third receivers that's a crossing route, or who do you think would be the safety valve?
Well, look, I think Irv Smith is a guy that they could use in that regard, because Smith's a really difficult matchup, because he's essentially a guy with wide receiver speed who plays the tight end position. So he's a guy that they've used in a number of different ways. I mean, they'll set him in motion across the formation. They'll swing him the ball out of the backfield. But that's going to be a concern. Listen, the Alabama passing game with Tua Tagovailoa is based primarily on play action, quick slants, and then vertical throws. I mean, they make a lot of vertical throws with Tua that they did not make previously.
And one last thing, I'll give you two predictions. I think Clemson will win something 35-21, something like that. And I think the Colts will win by 10. I just think that offensive line for Houston's pretty poor. So,
wait a minute, Colts boy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on, Colts boy. Gee, you just snuck in Colts winning by 10? I mean, those two teams played twice this year, and each game was a 3-point game, and the visitor won each game. So why suddenly are we talking like a blowout?
Well, I don't think 10's a blowout.
It is when the two previous games both went to the buzzer.
I think the offensive line for Houston is getting worse, not better. I think the defense of the Colts is getting better.
Let me ask you something. Let me play devil's advocate for a second. You know, I know everyone talks about, you know, how well Andrew Luck's playing and all this stuff, but the truth is he's not now. The last six games, he's thrown six interceptions, and he's back to making some of these terrible decisions again, especially last game. And so, and meanwhile, during that time period, I don't think Deshaun Watson's thrown an interception. Any concerns about Andrew Luck's, for all of the accolades Luck has had this year, the wonderful story that he is, he seems to be back to his old tricks of giving the ball to the other team because he tries to do too much.
Well, the difference is we can run the ball now, and we have a better offensive line. I think we'll do time of possession, and I think Deshaun's just going to be moving around too much.
All right.
I don't think he'll have opportunities.
All right.
So I'm not saying they're going to Super Bowl. I think they're only going to win one game and then get bounced. But that's about it.
I like it, man.
Thanks, Walt.
You know, Matt's one of these people. Quark's another one, Ramona. Quark, I wanted to ask Quark about this the other day. I forgot about it. He has a little conflict of interest here. You know, on the one hand, he has all the Clemson Houston players, and then the Colts are his team. You know, so I'm sort of curious who he's rooting for in this game. I guess it's Colts, because you know, that's his history and his heritage. I know he picked the Colts, so But look, I think it's going to be a really, really tough game. And I am concerned that Andrew Luck is the guy more likely to turn the ball over than is Deshaun Watson. And that's just factual. If you look at these last six games, again, I believe Luck has thrown an interception in six consecutive games. And that decision he made last time out was just horrific. And I just wonder if he's starting to drop back into that Andrew Luck as Santa Claus, giving the ball to the other team, which, you know, again, he's a guy who is one of his big issues during his career is he tries to do too much and he makes stupid decisions. And of late, he's starting to make the stupid decisions again. And you know, you can get by with that when you're playing someone else's backup quarterback for Tennessee, but are you going to get by with that in Houston? I'm not so sure. I mean, of the two guys right now, Deshaun Watson, Andrew Luck, the guy more likely to turn it over is Andrew Luck. And it's a road game. So, we'll see. I'm going to talk more about all those games later, but I'm leaning towards Houston in that game. Jersey Jack, I know you've been hanging on. Jersey Jack, Hack Shack Mama, and Waterloo Josh. I love the names today, Ramona. How about that? I mean, honestly, you look at those names, we could be talking about, assassins. Look, Jersey Jack, you know he's killed seven people.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Hack Shack Mama. Yeah. It's like what was that movie? Kill Bill. Kill Bill.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They all had aliases. Yeah, they all had code names. Yeah, code name. Jersey Jack, Hack Shack Mama, Waterloo Josh. Those are all killers, right? I always wondered about Hack Shack Mama. You know, she's got that Julia Childs element. They say she was a spy. Seriously.
That's right. They did. I remember that. I remember that. Yeah.
Did they also say that what's the guy who used to host the Gong Show?
Chuck Berry.
Yeah. They said he was something too.
Oh.
He was either like allegedly a hitman or a spy. Yeah, sure. Steven Seagal is another one. Let me tell you about my man Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial. Greg's a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor, not tied to any big box advising firm. It allows him to select the appropriate investment for every client without pushing any expensive proprietary products. Investments, diverse group of investment solutions like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, alternative investments, insurance solutions, life, health, Medicare, disability, Social Security maximization planning. Listen, do you realize there's some like 400 ways you can take your benefits if you're a married couple? Okay, if you're a layman, how on earth are you going to navigate that? The answer is you're not. You need guidance. Trust me, my man Greg Wales will guide you through the process and help you make the right decisions. You've done the right thing all your life. Do not blow it at the end. Don't blow it now. Retirement income planning, college planning, estate planning solutions, they do it all. We're on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Driving. Call them today, 864-654-5043. 864-654-5043 or toll free 800-585-5816 or visit them on the website kiwifg.com. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Lines are completely jammed. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com, in Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Some traditions should never change, like the Tigers entering Death Valley from the east end zone and touching Howard's Rock. Your local Ag Pro is also into traditions like our Green Fever sales event. Win big with 0% financing and year-end discounts on John Deere compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gators side-by-sides. Just visit one of our four South Carolina locations or head to agproco.com.
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Wants better than Walt's Neptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Is this a practical joke?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt of Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I apparently didn't hear Ramona's answer, but...
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Well, I didn't.
You didn't hear it.
I didn't, but yeah. The whole text line did. Yeah. Yeah. Because the whole text line is the ruthless people on the text line,
yeah.
Ramona.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, because you didn't hear it.
Less
yeah, that's
kind
that's
to you.
What happened. You didn't say anything.
Well, look, I certainly
it.
Know who Chuck Berry is. That's why we have him.
Oh,
in the,
oh, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, I don't. How did we get? Okay,
who doesn't let me ask, know who Chuck Berry?
You
is.
Apparently. Let me ask you. How did we get Chuck Berry music
it
as rejoin?
Mean I don't
I
know
asked
who
you
he
a question.
Is.
How did we get
you
his
asked
music?
For it,
I
asked
for
what
it.
What does
right?
that have to do
Gamecock
with whether
Paul,
I know who Chuck Berry is?
Gamecock Paul.
Go to somebody. Yeah.
Hush now. Yeah. Gamecock Paul.
Watch it with that crap.
Chuck Berry, an assassin? Wow, I begged Morris and Inspector Gadget. Texas says, hey, Ramona, Chuck Berry was an African-American singer.
I know that.
Texas is very good, Ramona. Chuck Berry.
That's okay, Walt. Yeah, laugh it up, Walt. Laugh it up. Trust me, I got hours and hours of tape on you.
Yeah, okay. Good luck with that.
Hey, I'm the one that has to find stuff.
Hey, now we have Christmas Necklace Rudy, who we know well on hold too from last night. Rudy, got to hang in there a little bit. Don't go anywhere. I hope you're still wearing your necklace. Bob would be disappointed if you're not. It's killer number one, line three, Jersey Jack. Jersey Jack.
Well, it's just ducky out here if you get my drift.
Yeah, it is. It is very, it's very ducky.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not an assassin, but I do know some families from Jersey that can get make help you out if you need anything.
I'll get your number off the comrades here, okay, if you don't mind. I have your name here, what it really is, and I have your number, so I might be calling you later.
We can talk for a moment.
All right.
Hey, well, hey, first of all, just want to make my my humble prediction the next Monday night.
Yeah, please do.
I got Clemson winning 31-24.
Okay.
On a couple of keys, I think, on offense for the Tigers. I see them using some screen passes to get our running backs outside and kind of subdue their pass rush.
I could see that.
I think that's going to be a key. On defense, I see A.J. and Trayvon playing tighter and taking away that quick hitter away from Tua, and allowing our pass rush to maybe get to him.
Yeah, I think that's going to be important. I think you're going to have to disrupt them at the line of scrimmage. Now you have to be careful in that, but I think if you want to affect the timing of Alabama's short passing game, I think that's the way you do it. And of course, you know, if one or both of these teams are able to take away the run, then the quarterbacks are going to bear the brunt of that.
I agree, yeah. You know, I usually give Mickey and Zach two names that are going to play out, but I want to take you to some backup guys that I think are going to be all really play a big part in the game Monday night. And I think one of them on offense is going to be Tavion Feaster. Now, you know, he's almost a starter, some people may say, and I agree with that, but I think he's going to come into play on some screen passes that I think going to help us with ball control. And then on defense, a non-starter.
Well, you know, let me say this, Jack. On that notion, you know, I'm almost interested to see whether Clemson breaks tendencies and uses Etienne in that role, as I discussed yesterday. You know, he's only had 10 catches all year, and one of the big elements of this type of football game is tendency breaking. The team prepares for this, something they've seen all year. Well, one thing that Alabama has not seen is they haven't seen Travis Etienne emerge as any sort of threat to catch the ball out of the backfield. But I would not be surprised to see that early. You know, of course, if we bring Feaster in to the game in trying to take that role, you know it, I know it, and Alabama also knows it.
Yeah, that's true, but I still think they can use TP. I think just maybe Feaster's just a great screen pass player.
Whether
they play for it or not, I think he's gonna show out on some of those size, even swing passes.
I like it.
Go ahead.
I like it. Go ahead.
Yeah, on defense, I got Xavier Thomas as a non-starter, with his speed, just disrupting Tua's balance. And so I think that's going to be a key when he gets into the game. Obviously, I think Dexter Lawrence is a big loss, but I think it evens out with Alabama's offensive line loss to Brown. So I think that kind of evens out the playing field there.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd say evens out, but I understand what you're saying. I like both your calls, though.
Yeah, thank you. I think the reason I think it evens out is because Dexter Lawrence was not in as many snaps as Brown
He's a two-down player. I mean, so that's actually fair from that perspective. That's fair.
Yeah, well, I think with ball control and no turnovers, Clemson could bring home another natty. So that's my prediction, and we'll see what happens.
Thank you, Jack. I like it. I'm not sure about the ball control element, though. I think ball control is going to be a difficult thing to come by in this game. I don't foresee a lot of long, time-consuming drives, and I think if we get them, it's more likely Alabama would be able to do that if Jacobs is healthy and available, which I'm not sure of right now because I'm not sure what his situation is. Hack Shack Mama.
Yeah.
Heck check mama.
Julia Chow.
Hold on. I meant strictly from having a alternative identity.
Yeah, right. Let me tell you what, if I drank as much wine cooking as Julia Child did, I'd have burned my kitchen down years ago.
That's probably true.
Now listen, your guy was talking about Houston. I called to talk about Clemson, but I'm going to talk about Houston.
Okay.
He failed to mention the fact that J.J. Watt, Merciless, and Clowney are going to be in that guy's face every time he gets the football. They're forgetting about how good the defense is with Clemson.
With Houston. Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. You know, people can dislike them. They can say whatever they want about them. I definitely understand it in these parts, and we're a Clemson flagship station. But Jadeveon Clowney has been incredible. I mean, he's all but unblockable. So, he will definitely be a problem for Mr. Luck.
He takes off. And then the only problem with Watts is every now and then they know he's coming, so they'll run a screen around him.
That's exactly right. We've seen other teams do that to JJ in the past. That's why I'm not quite sure he's quite as valuable as he's been made out to be.
Well, I think the guy is spot on though on the offensive line, yeah. Because I'm going to tell you, when Deshaun Watson leads the entire league and being hit the most times.
But wait a minute. Look, a big part of that's Deshaun too. All right, he holds the ball way too long. In fact, the last I knew, he was second in the league in holding the ball the longest. So, you know, some of those sacks are on the offensive line, and some of them are on him.
Well, I tell you what, I thought they were going to kill him last week.
Yeah,
I don't know how he got through that whole game.
Yeah,
he kept running the ball.
Yeah,
let him run.
Yeah, his ability as a runner. I mean, look. I know he doesn't like to be known as a dual threat quarterback, but he doesn't need to worry about that anymore because he's a do everything quarterback. But his ability as a runner is just really unique. His feel, his escapability. It's just really, really unique. And he doesn't, it's not always just to run. A lot of it's to escape with his focus down the field to make throws, but he's special.
Do you think they've got a chance of really getting far in the playoffs?
I don't think so. I think that they're still probably a year or two away. Some of it will depend on the health of Nuke Hopkins, too, who has an ankle issue that he's dealing with. I'm sure he's going to play through it and tough through it, but, you know, how much it impacts him, I don't know. Plus, they've lost Demaryius Thomas now. I don't think they're ready for prime time just yet. I think this is sort of their introduction to the playoffs, and it's not likely that a team like that winds up emerging.
Yeah, I can see. But I'm enjoying them. I'm really enjoying them this year. Now, I'm going to really enjoy Monday night if we pull off a win, but I like that guy that's like 17-54. I like him. Tell him maybe this is the one time you'll be right.
No. What he was telling you is what he said is, here's my pick, and oh, by the way, I'm always wrong. Now, he's like rubbing it in is what he's doing. He's a Georgia fan, just to be clear.
Oh, God, Turn the longhorn loose on the dog.
Man, see, I told you she was a killer, Ramona. Turn the longhorn loose on the dog. I told you she was a killer.
That's me.
Hack Shack Mama. All right, Hack Shack Mama.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. Go Tiger Woods.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, we'll see how that thing works out. I mean, man lost to Lefty. Lost to Phil Mickelson. All right, here's the deal. Waterloo Josh, Christmas Necklace Rudy, and just regular old Bobby. You need to work on your name, Bobby, if we're going to get to you today, apparently. All of today's callers, Ramona, in the Witness Protection Program, brought to you by the FBI. Road Rage today, brought to you by the FBI. Hey, before we get going, let me tell you about Priority One. Priority One for all your security needs. Look, first of all, these are great people. You know, I've said this before, but the last 2 years in our Tigers for Tatas campaign, they matched every dollar. I don't think people get how significant that is. You know, we're all fighting the same fight against cancer, and these people are involved in our local communities. And understand this, their dollars today may one day save a member of our family, of your family. That's who they are. So, obviously, there's somebody you want to be able to do business with. That alone isn't reason to do business with them. This is tip of the spear in technology, fastest response time in the industry, total customization. Listen, when they come to your property, your home, your business, you'll know instantly you're in the hands of the experts. That's Priority One. No one does security like my friends at Priority One. You know, again, I get security is a personal decision. It's not for everybody. And maybe you'll go through life unscathed. Then again, you know, maybe the bad guy will find you 3 days from now. I don't know the answer to that. I know this. My friends at Priority One are ready, waiting, willing to help you and help you protect what matters most in this world to you. All you need to do is pick up the phone and call them. Tell them I sent you. Number's 288-1400. 288-1400. 288-1400. Give him a call. Tell him I'm saying a quick break. Walt Tiptulo, Road Rage. We'll get to your calls on the other side.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios.